はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう北極、
さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 148, as always brought to you by Eric Lara and the translation and the interpretation specialists. We're back with an important lesson today. Today we're going to be talking about intransitive and transitive verbs. Now in Japanese, verbs can be divided into two categories, transitive and intransitive. Now, while many of them share the same kanji, what comes after that kanji differs a bit. So what we're going to do today is we're going to get your feet wet. We're going to help you get more and more used to the differences. One surefire way to tell can be found through looking at the particles. What particles are used will determine what verb is used. Again, this takes time and getting used to. But today, we're going to get you started. Then, next week, we have another lesson related to this. Then, in the near future, we're going to have another lesson related to this. And we're going to keep building and building until you get them down pat. Okay, so today's conversation is between Sakura-san.
It's between mother and son.
Yes, and Yoshi-san, who's playing that son?
Me.
Yes. Today we get another original Yoshi-san character.
Mm.
Yoshi-san, you never cease to amaze me with your voice acting ability.
Thank you.
I believe this was a いいえいいえ, そのことないです. But yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you, works.
いいえいいえ. そんなことありません。
今さら。 A little late there. Okay, but anyway, enjoy today's lesson. Here we go.
ただいま。
おかえり。
あれ?ママの大好きな花瓶が壊れている。嘘!ケンジ君?
はい。
誰が私の花瓶を壊したの?
僕じゃない。うちの猫が壊した。
ケンジ君。
はい。ごめんなさい。犯人は僕です。許してください。
わかったわかった。今回の嘘は目をつぶってあげるけど、これからは正直に言うのよ。
わかった。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。ただいま。
おかえり。
あれ、ママの大好きな花瓶が壊れている。嘘、ケンジ君。
はい。
誰が私の花瓶を壊したの?
僕じゃない。うちの猫が壊した。
ケンジ君。
はい。ごめんなさい。犯人は僕です。許してください。
わかった、わかった。今回の嘘は目をつぶってあげるけど、これからは正直に言うのよ。
わかった。
I'm home. Welcome back. What? My favorite vase is broken. No way. Kenji. Yeah? Who broke mom's vase? Wasn't me. The cat broke it. Kenji. I'm sorry. I'm the guilty one. Please forgive me. Okay, I'll look past your lie this time, but make sure you tell the truth from now on. Okay. Natsuko-san, let's ask Yoshi-san what he thought of today's conversation.
Yoshi-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか?
何でも正直に言った方がいいですよね、最初にね。
そうですね。
Honesty is the best policy. You should tell the truth right from the start. But what a nice story. A happy ending.
Yeah, good boy, isn't he?
Now, yes, for the moment. Let's see what happens in the future. Also, stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the informal track.Now, I think you'll get your fair share of animals covered in this one. Stop by JapanesePod101.com to see what we're talking about. Okay, let's move on to the vocabulary. Yoshi-san, first word.
花瓶
Vase.
花瓶花瓶
Now, this is made up of two kanji, two Chinese characters. Yoshi-san, what does the first character mean?
Flower.
And the second character?
Bottle.
Flower bottle. Now, makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, sure.
And I think you could, it's pretty safe to say, at least in my house, let me rephrase that. Before I met my wife, any vase in my house consisted of an empty bottle with a flower. So it makes a lot of sense. Flower bottle. So this is what makes kanji, the Chinese characters, so interesting. There's a lot you can take from these. We really, really recommend that you get into it as soon as possible. And that's why at JapanesePod101.com, we have lots of tools to help get you through this. Plus, we're there for you. Any questions, just mail us. The faster you get into kanji, the better. Plus, with all the tools out there on the web, I mean, now is as good a time as any. Especially Rikai-chan. We're going to have to do a special on that because I know for a fact that there are people still out there not using Rikai-chan, the plugin for Firefox, which allows you to see the reading of the kanji. But more about that in a different lesson. Next word.
壊れる.
To be broken. To break.
壊れる. 壊れる.
Now this verb is intransitive, okay? What comes next? We're not going to give you a sample sentence yet. First, we're going to give you its transitive counterpart. Now, in Japanese, we've had a lot of questions and a lot of people have been asking for more lessons about this. This is why we're doing it today. In Japanese, they have a lot of transitive and intransitive pairs. Pairs of verbs, one verb being transitive, one being intransitive. Now, to break, we just gave you the intransitive. Yoshi-san, what's the transitive?
壊す.
Again, to break. Break it down.
壊す. 壊す.
Now with this verb, 壊す, the transitive, we need an object. So this sentence is going to have an object marker, 我, or it will be inferred. Not said, but if it was proper Japanese, it would be there. So the transitive, there's action from the subject on the direct object. This is the transitive, okay? Let's take a look at these two verbs in action in today's dialogue. Can we say that? In action? Okay. Let's take a look at these two verbs that we had in today's dialogue. Natsuko-san, what was the first line you gave us? Mama's favorite vase is broken. Now let's leave off the descriptive part about the vase and just let's take a look at the vase, the subject, and the verb, 壊れる. One more time.
花瓶が壊れている.
Okay. First thing we want to notice here, the subject, kabin, vase. What particle are we marking this with?
Ga.
This is followed by the verb.
壊れている.
Which is in the present progressive tense. Now, again, we go over this over and over. In Japanese, we don't have the perfect tense. So the present progressive can represent an ongoing state. And it's broken. It's in the state of being broken. So the subject here is marked by ga, and the verb is in the present progressive form. That doesn't have to be the case with intransitive verbs, but we just want to point out here that right now it's in this state. Now let's take a look at the transitive verb. Natsuko-san, next line.
誰が私の花瓶を壊したの?
Who broke my vase? Here we have direct action. So the subject is marked by
が.
Then the direct object, what was broken, what received that action, is marked by?
O.
That direct object is?
花瓶.
And in this case, we have the transitive verb to break, which is?
壊す.
And in this sentence, it was?
壊した.
Because the action already took place. Now, in last week's lesson, we had the same thing. We had the intransitive and transitive pair. To turn on the light and the light being on. Again, in that case, when you turn on the light, when you turn on the TV, when you turn on that electric appliance, the appliance that is turned on is marked by direct object particle. Natsuko-san?
Wo.
For example, Yoshi-san, turn on the lights.
電気をつける.
Natsuko-san, turn on the TV.
テレビをつける.
Okay, wo. Direct object, receiving that action of being turned on. Then we have the state of being on. The TV is on. Yoshi-san?
テレビがついている.
Again, notice the subject is marked by the particle
が.
And this too is in the present progressive, representing a state. It's in the state of being on. Okay, so we have another lesson coming up where we're going to go over these intransitive versus transitives. Okay? Now, let's think of a nice mnemonic to remember transitive and intransitive. Transitive sounds a bit like train or tram, something that moves. So with transitives, the action is moving from the subject to the direct object. Transitive, that action's being transferred. Transferred, transitive. Where the intransitive, no action is being transferred at all. So let us know if that helps you out, because this is one of the key points to really mastering Japanese. Intransitive versus transitive. And we are going to help you through this. Now we're going to give you some sentences using koareru and koasu. Pay attention to the placement of the particles in the following sentences. Okay, Yoshi-san, give us the first one.
おもちゃが壊れた.
The toy is broken. Give us one more.
コンピューターが壊れている.
The computer is broken. Here, intransitive. No action taking place. The toy is broken. The computer is broken. No action taking place. Now, Natsuko-san, give us the transitive counterpart, koasu, in a sentence.
ゴジラがビルを40軒壊した.
Godzilla broke 40 buildings. Again, give us that sentence one more time, nice and slow.
ゴジラがビルを40軒壊した.
Notice the subject, Godzilla, marked by the particle.
が.
Then, the buildings, marked by the object marker.
を.
Followed by the counter. The counter actually comes after wo, right before the verb.
40件.
And this is followed by?
壊した.
Broke. Okay, let's move on to the next one.
嘘.
Lie.
嘘.
Now, Natsuko-san, in the conversation, give us that line one more time. Give us the preceding line, the word we're covering now, and what came after that. Give us that whole line you said.
ママの大好きな花瓶が壊れている。嘘。ケンジ君?
So, you just said the meaning is lie. Actually, I just said the meaning's lie. In this context, is it lie?
No.
What does it mean?
It means really or it can't be.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Here it should be interpreted as really. Are you serious? No way. Impossible. You're doubting what is said, or in this case, you're doubting what took place, or kind of wishful doubting.
Yeah.
You're kind of wishing that wasn't.
You don't want to believe
exactly
what you saw.
Exactly. And this is a very common, in this context, a common phrase that you will hear over and over, especially in casual Japanese. Don't expect to hear this in a business meeting, I guess, unless like there's real shock. The market crashes and our stock's worth nothing. Maybe the protocol will be thrown out the window, but kind of for informal situations. And this is an informal situation, conversation between a mother and her son. Okay, next we have Yoshi-san.
犯人.
Criminal.
犯人. 犯人.
Can you give us a sample sentence?
犯人を探す.
To look for the criminal. Okay, here the subject is inferred. Maybe it's the police. Yoshi-san. Can we say the police will look for the criminal?
警察が犯人を探す.
The police will look for the criminal. Here, the criminal is that direct object, and that's why it's marked by wo. Again, many times in Japanese, the subject will be omitted, and that's why you have to pay attention to what is used, the different particles and object marker. Okay, next we have?
許す.
To forgive.
許す. 許す.
Next.
Tsuburu.
To close the eyes.
Tsuburu. Tsuburu.
Now, Yoshi-san, what did we have in today's dialogue?
Me o tsuburu.
Now, this is an idiomatic phrase meaning let it go. I'll kind of look past what transpired. Look past something. Yoshi-san, what's the literal meaning?
To close the eyes?
Yeah, so it's funny. In English, we have the same expression, to close one's eyes, but we also have to look past, which means literally to look beyond, but also means to let something go. And here, it has the same meaning. The mother says to the child, Yoshi-san?
今回の嘘は目をつぶってあげるけど。
I'll look past this lie. I'll let this lie go. But she follows up with, from now on, tell the truth. Now, Yoshi-san, is this a pretty frequent idiomatic phrase in Japanese? Do you use this a lot?
You hear this on TV a lot in dramas.
So kind of a dramatic expression.
Right.
Yeah, but what about the regular person not acting?
I think it depends.
On how eccentric that person is and how much they'd like to build things up.
Right.
Plus, you kind of have to be in a higher position than the person speaking.
Yeah, right. You're kind of like...
You have that power to let it go.
Oh, yes, right.
So it's not like you can use it in any situation. You kind of have to have that power to let that incident go.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we want to make you and help you think like a Japanese person. And idiomatic phrases are a big part of this. Some of them you'll see are quite common with Western ones. As today's idiomatic phrase shows, close one's eyes to, look past, turn the other way, look the other way. But some are quite different, as you'll see in the future. Okay, next we have...
正直
Honesty
正直 正直
Okay, running short on time today, so we're not going to have time to dissect this conversation, but we will have time to go over a few things that we need to point out. Natsuko, after you came home and had the standard coming home greetings, tadaima and okaeri, you said a phrase, a one-word phrase. What was that?
Are?
Now, this can be used to express surprise, something you didn't expect to occur, happened, and you're kind of lost for words. You can use this word.
Yes.
So at times, when something unexpected occurs, you can use this. Okay? All right. Anything else we need to cover?
I think we are pretty good.
All right. So that's going to do for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up that PDF. In there is a detailed write-up. Plus, in the Learning Center, questions, quizzes, things to help you bring it all together. All right. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。